Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shvuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Ve'elu nishboim shaloi b'tayna. These people have to swear even without a taina being made against them. Usually when somebody comes to me and says that I owe money, I would have to swear to defend myself. But basically, of course, it depends on a lot of other things, but basically the main rule is that, you know, Reuven insists that I owe him money. There are times where even if Reuven doesn't insist that I owe him money, I still have to swear to defend myself. For example, case number one, Hashutafen, business partners. If one of the partners manages money or different things for the other partner. If I was managing things for Reuven can say, maybe you weren't so careful. Maybe you took things that are really mine. I say, Reuven, do you have proof? Do you really believe that? Do you know for sure? Reuven says, I don't know, but I want you to swear that you didn't. Weiter sagt der Mishnah v'horisen, sharecroppers. A sharecropper is someone who like rents or leases someone else's farm. He plants and things grow, and he pays the owner a percentage of what grows, and that's the rent. Weiter wo apitroipen, that's the third one. And apitropis is like an administrator. Someone who's appointed or hired to manage someone else's money. The Batanura says that when it comes to an apitropis that was appointed to take care of money for Yesaimim because they're not old enough, let's say, to take care of money they inherited, it depends. If Bezdin appointed him, he has to swear. But if the father of the Yesaimim appointed him, he does not have to swear. Vaitra says the Mishnah, this will be the fourth case, Vaisha hanoises v'hanesenes b'toicha bayis, a woman who buys and sells for her husband in the house. Let's say, says the Bat Tanura, the lady's in charge of her husband's store or manages his property. Uben habayis. Let's say you have a bunch of brothers that yashin their father. One brother is in charge of managing the property. So when any of these people are asked, okay, you have to give a cheshbon here of how you handle the money, they can make him swear, even though they have no evidence whatsoever to suggest that he was less than 100% honest. The reason is because we're scared that these people are moira heta for themselves. They say, look, we're the ones that are working so hard. We deserve a little extra. Memela, we have to make sure they're not taking things that weren't agreed upon. So what exactly happens? When do they have to make the shua? Zakta Mishnah Amalot, the one who's managing the property, said to the owner of the property, let's say I'm taking care of Reuven's property. I say to Reuven, ma'ata tayaneni, what's your taina against me? And Reuven's answer is, as explained, I have no specific taina, but Ritzaini, I want Shetishavli, you should swear to me that while you manage my property, you didn't take anything for yourself that wasn't agreed upon. I'm not so sure you're honest. Now, if he doesn't ask me to swear, I don't have to swear. But if he asks me to swear, I have to swear. Chayev, although he doesn't say clearly that he knows for a fact they took money. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Cholku Hashutafim V'Harisin, if the partners or the sharecroppers finished their job, and they divided the property with the owners, and the one who was managing the property was not asked to swear then. But later on, he says, you know what, remember that property you managed for me? Yeah, so, okay, everything, I took my share, you took your share, what's the problem? It's a long time ago. Well, now I decided I want you to swear. No, too late. En yochel hashbiyah. You can't make him swear. You can't make the manager swear at a later time, unless you have a clear, definite claim why you think he stole money. But stop to say, well, any partner could be my rehetter. No, that's only at the time they divide the estate, not later. Didn't ask for it then, you can't ask for it now. You gave up your right. Even though we just learned that once Chalku Ashutafim Varisin, once the Shutfim, the Arisin divided it, Ein Yochel Hashbiyah, he can't make him swear anymore. Zakta. But the Mishnah is something called Gilgul Shvu. What does that mean? It means that if Nizgalgul Shvu Mimakam Achar, if for whatever reason, either manager would have to swear because of something else, Megalgal and all of us are called, and I have to swear for this also. The Mishnah concludes with a separate halacha, V'ashviyas mishametas es hashvua. Let's say someone came to me before Shemitah, said, you owe me money. And the circumstances are such that in order for me to defend myself, I would have to swear, and then comes Shemitah, I no longer have to swear. Shemitah cancels a borrower's chiyuv to make a shvuah in regard to a loan. Just like shvius, just like Shemitah, cancels the loan itself. Now the Bat Tanura makes it very clear. We're not talking about the shvuah in regard to the partner. Shemitah does not take that away. Shemitah doesn't cancel partnership agreements. and not the shvuas that are related to it. Bastam alone. It cancels the loan as well as the chiyuv shvua in regard to a loan. Okay, so quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, the last Mishnah of our Perek over here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Although normally someone has to have a solid taina against me to force me to swear to defend myself, there are exceptions because we feel there's a good reason to suspect maybe they helped themselves a little bit extra. Partners, sharecroppers, managers of estates, a woman that takes care of things in the house, buys and sells, a brother that's managing things for the other brothers after the Yarshin, but only at the time that they're dividing up the estate. If the partners, the sharecroppers, already divided the estate, everyone got their share, you can't wake up later and say, oh, I forgot, I want you to swear. But if he has to swear for a different reason, you swear for this also, that is the inyan of Gilgul's Shvua, and the Mishnah concluded by teaching us that Shvius is Meshametes as a Shvua, and the Mishnah is talking about a case, let's say someone asked me before Shmita that I pay him back, and it was in such a way where I would be Chayiv a Shvua to him, and then came Shmita, so I no longer have to swear.